Yeah, you may begin.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
帮助我们到的每一个弟兄姐妹啊，我们一起来说，至于我和我家要侍奉耶和华，一起说好不好？来，
至于我和我的家要侍奉耶和华。
One more time, 来，
至于我和我的家要侍奉耶和华。
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们要？我们为什么要是在有一个家庭月，而且家庭当中有一个主日，我们是家庭主日。
Why do we have a family month and a family Sunday to worship together?
我们弟兄姐妹都知道，这个家庭正在遭受前所未有的挑战。
We all know that the family is facing a challenge that we've not seen before.
你们说现在这个媒体、报刊、杂志。网络宣扬的是如何来建造一个好的家庭。
You look at the news media, TV, and internet, what they proclaim is not how to build a healthy family.
他告诉你，如果有个更好的离婚。
What they're telling you is how to get a better divorce.
那这些媒体希望通过这些媒体的力量，来让你觉得离婚。是一个正常的现象。
The message is telling you that divorce is a common phenomenon and it's okay.
大家说家庭崩溃了，文明就要渐渐的崩溃。
And as you know that the family becomes corrupted, our society becomes corrupted.
所以今天我们是上帝的孩子，在这个世界当中，在美国，在北美，可能只有教会。他在不断地宣讲家庭的重要性。
We as children of God, this might be the only place in the U.S. that you would hear message about building up a family.
如果建造一个更和谐的、更美的、更幸福的、更荣耀性的家庭。
How to build a family that has harmony, that has love, that has peace.
这是第一个原因，因为家庭面临许多挑战。
So that's the first reason why we have this family month, is we're facing challenges.
如果是上帝的孩子，还是不明白为什么有家庭，我想这个世界也不知道为什么有婚姻。
If we as children of God, we don't understand why God created family, then the rest of the world will not know.
你们说，第二个原因，我们为什么有家庭主日？因为家庭有许许多多事情的需要。
Second reason why we're worshiping together is because this world needs us.
夫妻之间应该如何相处？
How should husband and wife live together?
我们如何教导我们的儿女？
How do we teach our kids?
我们如何跟我们的父母亲相处？
How do we interact with our parents?
我们的父母亲怎么跟你的孩子相处？
How do parents interact with their kids?
当家庭遇到冲突的时候，怎么来处理？
When there are conflicts in your family, how do you deal with it?
当你婚姻遇到这种伤心的事，你的婚姻破裂了，怎么面对这种心理的伤害？
There's a broken marriage. How do you comfort yourself? How do you walk out of a valley?
那基督徒的婚姻跟家庭不仅仅是相信说好了，我信了耶稣了，所有的问题都解决了。
A Christian marriage is not just that you believe in Christ and every problem will be solved.
那圣经上说你知道婚姻中有些问题存在，家庭有些问题存在。
The Bible tells you that there are all these problems in your family, in your marriage.
问题是怎么处理这些问题？
The question we're trying to answer is how do we deal with these problems?
让你的家庭真正的像上帝所设立的那个家庭一样。
How do we restore our family so it becomes what God has created for?
第三个，我们为什么有婚姻家庭的主日？
Number three, what we're having, the third reason we're having this family month.
婚姻是让我们尝了一点点天堂滋味。
Marriage allows us to taste the sweetness of heaven.
好的婚姻让你尝了天堂的甘甜，坏的婚姻让你尝了一点地狱里的味道。
A good marriage allows you to experience heaven, a bad marriage allows you to experience hell.
但上帝让我们为什么要有个婚姻和家庭？
Why does God want us to have a marriage, a family?
因为婚姻和家庭是一个标记，是一个记号。
Because family and a marriage is a mark.
是一个 symbol,
a symbol, is a sign.
他告诉你婚姻跟家庭有一天会结束的。
tells you that the one day marriage and family will end.
那婚姻跟家庭是一个象征性的记号，指向一个永恒的婚姻，永恒的家庭。
But it directs you and symbolizes that there is an eternal family.
你知道很多人生活在一种悲苦的家庭当中，苦难的家庭当中，他的生活失去了信心，他也不想到将来还有个永恒的更美的家庭。所以我现在的生活都是如此，将来我会给你帮助。
Some people only experience bitterness in their family, and it's hard for them to see that there is an eternal family, there is heaven.
上帝的孩子容易不懂上帝是婚姻的永恒的目的，永远的目的。我们不知道为什么要结婚，
就像一家庭。The children of God, we don't understand the purpose of marriage, of why God created marriage. We don't know why we need to have family.
我们来问问自己，你为什么要结婚？
Let's ask ourselves, why do you get married?
你为什么要结婚？你为什么要有家庭？
Why do you start a family?
你说我很孤单。
Maybe you'll say I'm lonely.
你可以找任何的朋友。
You can find a friend.
你会觉得有一个人给你做饭。
You think maybe I need someone to cook for me.
你可以找一个专业的厨师。
You can go hire a chef.
你说人的身体的满足。
Maybe you say I have to satisfy my physical needs.
都不会有你买
的。You can go out and purchase them.
你为什么结婚？
So why do you get married?
尤其是婚姻已经变得很糟的时候，你为什么要维持婚姻？
Especially when your marriage is not going anywhere, why do you stay in it?
为什么？
Why?
你结婚的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of
your marriage? 结婚的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of your marriage?
那圣经告诉我们，婚姻是一个象征，家庭是一个象征，家庭是一个记号，是像永恒的一个婚姻。
The Bible tells us that marriage is a symbol for heaven, a symbol for the eternal family that we will have.
因为将来有一天，我们人要和上帝永远在一起，那叫永恒的两个。
Because one day each one of us will be united with God.
所以今天我们要通过这个进婚姻跟家庭主日，让弟兄姐妹明白，我们基督徒为什么要看重这个婚姻和家庭。
This morning, I'd like to help you understand why we need to focus on family as a Christian.
又如何来建立一个更美好的家庭
？How do we build?Healthy and godly family.
好，开始之前我们要读两个经文。
Before we start, we'll read the scripture.
好，大家如果有圣经的话，请跟我一起翻到。好，创世记第二章十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
好，到二十四节，二十五节。
Verse 18 to verse 25.
好，翻到了，我们一块儿读，从中英文一起开始读。
We can just read it.
耶和华说。那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。耶和华用斧子造成的野兽，把地上野兽和空中各样的飞鸟都带到那人面前，起来好吗？看他叫什么？那人将叫飞鸟的头，那就是他的名字。那人必定是牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地的小兽都丧命。使是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。耶和华本来是他沉睡，他们就睡了。于是取下他们一早的内骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所有的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。男人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称他为女人，因为他是从男人身上取出来的。因此，人要离开父母与妻子两个。”二人成为一体，当时夫妻二人是正如体，并没有羞耻。好，我们还有一段经文，那是在新约的以弗所书。
Second scripture that we're going to read from is from Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章
，Chapter 5,
二十一节
，Verse 21
到三十三节
，to Verse 33。
大家翻到了，我们开始读。二十一节开始啊
，verse 21，
又当存敬畏基督的心，以此顺服。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫；你们服从丈夫的，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他也是教会全体的救主。教会将顺服基督，妻子也要怎样，凡事顺服丈夫。
妻子就是基督爱教会，教会的儿子。
弟兄姐妹来分享啊，一个
一个主题，如何建造以基督为中心的家庭。
This morning I want to share with you how to build a Christ-centered family.
发现了问题是爱的问题。
Probably you're facing is the problem of love.
因为你爱有了问题，所以家庭就有
了。Because if your love has problems, your family has a problem.
我们每个人都是 lovers, 爱者。
We're all lovers.
我们想往爱，我们想往被爱。
We desire love, we desire to be loved.
但很多时候我们不能驾驭爱的力量。
A lot of times you can't control this love.
因为我不知道什么是爱。
And we really don't know what love is.
所以说很多东西从爱里面就长出来。
A lot of things kind of flow out of love in our life.
当你得到你所爱的，你的里头有一种 joy, 有一种
see something that you love, there's a joy and there's a pleasure inside you.
当你发现你所渴望的、所爱的东西很快慢慢在消失的时候，你不能阻止它消失，叫做带来的不同。
And then when something that you love starts to fade away and starts to leave you, that brings up a fear inside of you.
当你所爱的东西永永远远的离开你，你不能拦住它，不能控制它，不能挽留它，带来一种情感是什么？
And when something that you love has completely left you and you can't bring it back, it brings sadness.
这个世界的问题是爱的问题。
Problem we're facing is the problem of
love. 家庭的问题是爱的问题。
Problem that family is facing is love.
所以建造一个基督为中心的家庭，爱的问题。
So to build a Christ-centered family, we have to learn about love.
所以我今天跟弟兄姐妹讲三个方面。
So I'm going to preach about three points this morning.
一个是爱的根基。
One, the foundation of love.
什么是你爱的基础？
What is the foundation of true love?
你的爱是建造在什么样的基础之上？
Where does love go on?
第二个。
Second, the nature of love.
什么是爱呢？
What is love?
爱像什么呢？
What does love look like?
你不问我什么是爱，我好像知道。
If you don't ask me what love is, I think I know.
如果你问我什么是爱，
But once you start asking me, I can't really describe it.
那你今天晚上就回家去问你身边的人，你问问他什么是爱。
If you go back home tonight and ask your wife, ask your family, what is love?
没有人想清楚。
I don't think anyone can really describe it.
有人分析一个细菌。分析一个病毒，看你怎么分析。
You can analyze this bacteria, analyze the virus. How do you analyze love?
你爱超越你所有的问题。
Love is beyond your logic and beyond your.
就什么是爱呢？
What is love?
所以我会讲第二点，爱的本质。
We'll talk about nature of love.
那第三个我讲了爱的秩序。
We'll talk about number three. We'll talk about order of love.
所以没有秩序的爱是一个乱爱。
If your love is chaotic, it's not going anywhere.
所以我们先回到第一个。我讲爱的根基。
Now let's come back to the first point, the foundation of love.
我跟我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Let's ask the young brothers and sisters in our congregation.
亚当谈恋爱的时候
，When Adam is dating Eve,
他跟我们有什么不一样
？What difference is there?
你们要哪一位先生回答一下
？Can anyone answer?
哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈
哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈哈哈哈哈！哈
哈哈
哈哈！哈
哈哈
哈！
好，你干不了 ，OK。你知道亚当跟夏娃他们在一起的时候，亚当身边是没有异性的，没有夏娃。
So, here's the difference. When Adam and Eve were together, there were no other girls around Adam.
亚当是没有选择。
Adam had no choice.
没有选择意味着什么？没有试探就有。
There's no choices, there's no temptation.
你今天怎么样？
What about you?
今天你在跟一个人谈恋爱的时候，你的身边有没有异性？
When you're in love or you're dating with someone,
有没有？
There's females or males around you.
有很多，是不是？那你怎么样？有选择，是不是？
You have a choice.
那我问你，你选择的结果是什么？
Let me ask you, what do you base your choice on?
我问大家在座的特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹，你选择。的基础是什么
？Especially for young brothers and sisters.
你的标准
是什么 ？What criteria do you choose on?
我们中间不少人在高中，在中学嘛，不错，在高中， 高中时代开始读书了，然后上大学，你一定会做一个选择。你那个选择的标准是什么？
When you're going from high school to college, you'll have to make a decision. How do you make your decision?
我有的时候问一些年轻的人啊，我说你看上他什么？
Sometimes I ask a young guy,
你知道他怎么回答？
Guess what you say?
不知道，我喜欢他的鼻子。
Sometimes a lot of people blame the problem of marriage to making a bad decision.
Because
we all have this syndrome where our eyes are sometimes closed, sometimes open. When we're in love, our eyes are closed. And in love, we're better blind.
美的是美的，不美的也是美的。
Something beautiful is beautiful. Something that ugly is also beautiful.
对，他宁愿钱，你知道吗？哎呀，对方从一唱一个，每天都逍遥自在。
While you're dating, that person might be playing the guitar, playing piano, and looks very romantic.
我觉得非常好，很会生活。
Very, this person knows how to live.
这是我们向往的。
That's what we desire.
但是结婚以后，带来一个问题。
When you get married, it brings a problem.
你眼睛睁开了。
And you open your eyes.
我眼睛睁得很大。
And you open your eyes very wide.
在看对方。
You're looking at the other person.
原来这个人只会弹歌弹琴。
And you realize the only thing that person knows how to do is playing piano and guitar.
一个不会唱。
Doesn't know how to sweep the floor.
一个都不会洗。
Doesn't know how to do the laundry.
反正要。
Doesn't do anything else.
我看。
What do you do?
我先选择。
Can you choose again?
那你的婚姻基础是什么？
What is the foundation of your marriage?
很多人问就是做婚事过，记住没有？哎。
Sometimes you just stick together.
你说没有？什么是婚姻的基础呢？
What is the foundation of your marriage?
今天你问世上所有的人，他婚姻的基础是什么？
ask the people around you and ask them, what is the foundation of your marriage? They might say, oh, we share a common language or common
people.
And you just talk about the same thing over and over and over again for 20 years, and one day you wake up and you realize, I don't know what's the next thing to say. And you realize, I don't have faith. This is this person you want. Maybe I'll choose again. What is the foundation of your marriage? The Bible tells us that the foundation of your marriage is God. God established marriage. Marriage is supposed to be holy. The idea of a family and marriage didn't come from us. It came from God. God recognized it was not good for the man to be alone, so he created
it.
And if your marriage is not rooted in God, you can't find a solid foundation. Because all these other foundations are relative, they cannot withstand the storms of life. There's always something better. There's always something more beautiful. The foundation that you have in your marriage. But marriage is established by God. It's an idea from God. And God is preparing for this marriage. And how is he preparing
for it?
If you look at the Bible, it's kind of interesting. God created all animals. And he brought all the animals in front of Adam. And I want you to notice that it was God that brought the animals. And God is probably telling Adam, why don't you find that hope for
yourself
and why? Do you want the elephant? Adam, look at all these animals you couldn't find them. Why is that? Because we are human, we're not the same
as
you. The answer, your spouse is not a animal. The tail, your spouse is not someone you can abuse. Not someone that you can control. So what does God do? So God kind of tests out Adam a little bit with all these animals. Let's see what his taste are like. But if you look around, some people would rather be with animals than be with men. People would rather have a dog as a pet than to live with someone. Some ladies might go through emotional trauma and they decided, I'd rather have a dog than have a man in my life. And it seems like there's no feeling for people like that. So she'd rather be with a dog rather than with a man. Adam says, God, I can't find a suitable helper. And so God started to act. God started creating Eve. Eve came from the rib from Adam. And when Eve was created, it was God that brought Eve to Adam. Made a woman, he formed from the rib and brought her to Adam. First time God brought all the animals. Second time he brought woman. What does that look like?
在教会参加婚礼，很多人没有参加过举手。
How many of you have not attended a wedding before?
没有参加过举手。
Never attended a wedding. Okay, there's a few that have not attended a wedding.
你知道在这个当当当当当他们一起来。
You know the wedding song like when right for the bride walks in?
你知道你的爸爸怎么样？开始响起的时候，爸爸在在那陪。
And you see the father walk the bride on.
有的时候你知道爸爸会把自己的女儿交给对方。
And then the father sometimes brings the daughter to the guy.
把你的手怎么样？
Take your hand.
放在对方的手边。
Place it onto the guy's hand.
什么意思啊？
What does that symbolize?
我把这孩子交给你。
Symbolize I brought her to the man. Handing over her.
让你们成为夫妻成为一对。
That you guys will become one.
天上的父就这么做。
And this is what our Heavenly Father does.
把一个美丽的女人，
带到 beautiful woman Eve, brought up to Adam.
你要想象上帝的手掌怎么样啊？就像这样。
God was like the father that walked down the aisle.
然后把手放在对方。
And he brings and he lifts up Eve and he places her on the aisle.
这是上帝的。
This is the marriage that God established.
所以上帝设立的婚姻，上帝主持的婚姻，上帝在见证婚姻。
God established the family, God built up the family, and God witnessed the family. Marriage is holy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，上帝为把要一个男人带到亚当的面前，没有。
Brothers and sisters, did God create a male bring it to Adam? No, so a marriage is between a man and a woman.
上帝面对夏娃说，哎，你们跟那谁结婚，穿了我这边第二。
God didn't tell Adam,Get married, if it doesn't work out, we'll find another.
我们现在知道，我们很多人，我们生活当中经常有很多的伤心的事、伤害的事、过去的。但如今我们在现在的婚姻当中，我们要明白上帝。
Last time we might have come from a broken past, but we need to understand that God has a better will for us now.
我们过去经历的婚姻的伤害，求神来医治我们。
We ask God to heal our broken past.
所以那种伤害是伤害了你的内心肺腑的伤害。
There is some pain and harm that can only God can heal.
但是今天我们在婚姻当中，我们知道上帝的。
And today in our marriage, we understand the will of God.
哎呀，对不起。夏娃在没有见，好像刚才没有见到夏娃之前，你不知道是谁。
Another thing I want to point out is before Adam even saw Eve, who was Adam looking at?
第一个亚当见到是谁
？Who was the first person that Adam saw？
是谁？谁？啊，
上帝。It was God。
OK， 那夏娃在没有见到亚当之前，他先见到的是谁
？When before Eve even saw Adam， 是谁？
见到谁？是上帝。
It was God。
所以亚当在没有见到夏娃之前，他首先见到是上帝。
But Adam saw God before he even saw Eve。
夏娃在没有见到亚当之前，他肯定见到的是上帝。
He also saw God. She saw.
所以婚姻当中永远是三个因素：上帝、上帝。
So in your marriage, there's always three players there: God, the husband, and the wife.
你知道，亚当和夏娃先见到上帝以后，他们在彼此相见。
And you realize by reading scripture that they saw God first before they met each other.
所以这是婚姻很重要、很重要的。
And this is a very important factor in your marriage.
婚姻是什么？
What is marriage?
婚姻是什么？真的盟约。
It's a holy covenant.
盟约是说我先跟上帝之间有关系。
Covenant means that you first establish a relationship with God.
然后跟人之间有关系。
And then you establish a relationship with people.
这叫约。
This is covenant.
但现在流行的不是这个。
But nowadays we don't really have that.
现在流行是什么？
What is popular nowadays is the contract.
你知道两个人结婚，我就是说得到我的好处。
And it feels like that when two people get married, it's more about what can I get out of this marriage.
我们中间很多人合同工
，a lot of us are contract based.
你知道你是 contractor 的时候，你是老板，你知道什么？
And when you work as a contractor, you basically you work the boss and you expect something in return.
就是我的免费自己工作。
You don't work for free.
是这样吗？你不想得到，你要得到东西。
You wish to receive something in return.
老板也想你得到他们得的东西。
And even the boss wish to receive something from the customer.
我得不到的时候，我要终止合同。
If I don't get something that I was promised, then I'm gonna terminate this contract.
合同讲的是我的利益。
Contract focuses on what I can get.
我所能得到的东西是我所享受的东西是什么？
Focus on all the benefits that we can receive.
So, 今天让很多人他进入婚姻的时候，他的 mentality， 他的想法就是
A lot of people enter into marriage having this concept of a contract.
甚至很多人在跟结婚之前他们在一起。
Even before they get married, they sign a contract.
比如说，将来有一天我们会实现的。
Saying that in one day we'll end this marriage.
我们在座的年轻的弟兄姐妹，
brothers
and sisters 要谈恋爱的时候。
Before you start even dating, you
got to think about it.
What do you do?
我现在掌握也这么做，我现在说我跟小念念，你有些地方牙齿我爱他，有些地方鼻子我爱他，有些地方妻子爱他，那你嫉妒是什么？
If I hear all this, you say, okay, maybe in the future I'll be a little more careful in my collection of the wife.
婚姻嫉妒是谁？婚姻是个神圣的盟约。
I want you to realize marriage foundation is in God and it's a covenant.
盟约是终身的。
Covenant is a lifetime promise.
因为在上帝面前订立了这个婚约。
Because it's a covenant that you establish before God.
上帝是婚姻的见证。
God is a witness to your marriage.
上帝是婚姻的基础。
God is the foundation of your marriage.
婚姻。
So marriage, a Christian marriage.
我们中间很多的父母，当然教导我们的孩子，要让他明白什么是婚姻。
As parents, we teach your kids, you need to help them understand what is the foundation.
如果你一个人在早年的时候还对象的时候，你要怎么祷告
？Or if you're dating, you need to learn to know how to pray.
你看这个人是我所寻求的吗
？You have to seek God's guidance and ask, is this person the one that we have planned for?
知道我有想象的时候，有一天跟我说，哎呀，我去。谈恋爱还早操，太 professional 了，不 professional 了。
So one young guy said to me, "Why do I have to pray? You know what I'm saying? It's not fashionable."
我跟他怎么说
？And this is what I said to him.
What do you mean? 看那个 fashion show 吗
？Have you ever watched a fashion show?
What is fashionable?
Everything is fashionable and short term.
The fashion is fashionable and short term.
Once it passes, it never comes back.
你想要 fashion 呢，还是要？
You want fashion or you want something long lasting?
要别祷告，别祷告的。
And learn to pray.
婚姻太重要了，是神圣的。
Marriage is so important, it's so holy.
我要有一个坚实的基础。
I need a solid foundation.
你一生就是跟你的时间，明白吗
？How many years do you live?
你数不起的。
You can't really count. You can't really lose.
你很脆弱的。
You're very fragile. You can't really start over.
你生活伤害不能回原的，恢复的。
There's no restore button in your life.
要慎重。
You have to be careful.
我们这些成年人，好多原因才让我们才明白这个道理。
Many years growing up, and we finally understand this concept.
如果让我们再来一次，我想我们国家很多人还是选择。
I'm sure if you had to do it your life again, you'd do it, then you'd choose different.
是吧？如果当年我到了幸福的时候，我认识主的时候，也许我的婚姻会幸福一
点。If you choose again, you might say, if I had knew God back then, my marriage would be different.
所以今天我把我们的孩子带到神面前。
Today I want you to bring your kids in front of God.
婚姻是一个神圣的盟约。
That marriage is holy.
千万不要
的人 ，can't be violated.
当亚当和夏娃进入了婚约以后，亚当马上就会讲话。
When Adam and Eve entered this marriage, and Adam suddenly learned how to talk.
他就说：“这是我国中的骨，这是肉。”
He suddenly knows how to talk to a lady and says, "This is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh."
亚当本来，亚当没有说话的，亚当。
Before he doesn't, the Bible doesn't really talk about Adam being a poet. All of a sudden, he becomes a poet.
谈恋爱的人都是诗人。
Now, all the people in love are poets.
我们结过婚以后不会写诗了。
But after you get married, you forgot how to write.
我们结婚以后我们喜欢写什么
？After you get married, how to write?
我们写论文。
After you get married, what you write is a PhD.
这个 point 就拿逻辑考虑自己
哈。对不对？一张 PowerPoint slide with bullet points.
更用我的逻辑去分析对方有问题
，and through your logical approach, you realize all that person is a problem.
你的思维没有
，there is no more problem.
这是悲哀。
How sad is that?
那求上帝帮助我。
让他知道什么？
我们现在是个立功的人，你是我的肉，你是我的骨，我照顾你，我顾惜你，我爱你，不爱我自己啊
！Notice what Adam says to Eve.
不能再给你啊！
You are both my bone, flesh, my flesh. You're just like me. I cannot abuse you. I can care for you, and this is the lifetime promise. If I hurt you, it's like hurting myself. If I'm making you happy, I'm not going to be happy.
So,
we have to understand that God is the foundation of our marriage, and that will never change.
If
God doesn't change, then your marriage shouldn't change. Your promise shouldn't change. You know, I remember being one of these young guys who's not very mature. After he got married, he got into a fight with his wife. And after the fight, the guy took out his ring and threw it across the hall. The ring hits the wall and then down the and rolls away and then stopped. He has a 4-year daughter looking at all these happening. Yeah, the daughter has this fear in her eyes. She was confused and she couldn't understand what's going on. The wife is sitting there and then she's not. She looks very sad and very bitter. And there's this tears in her eyes. What is during that rain tells her? A man like this does not know how to manage and build up his family.
Why is
that? Because he doesn't know how to roll over his own heart. Very immature guy. More importantly, he doesn't know what is the foundation of marriage. God never changed. My love should never change. Because my love should be built on God. So in your marriage, don't ever give up and don't ever say, that's it, we're done, let's get a divorce. Don't ever say that. You know, we're evil in nature. Especially when you're in a fight, when you're in an argument, that evil kind of spurs up. Whatever will hurt the other person will do. We'll use any tool that we can get to bring the other person. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you that you never do things like that. We're going to have seminars this afternoon, and we're going to deal with specific problems in family and marriage. Your marriage is lifelong and it's never changed because your foundation is in God. Next, I want to talk about the nature of love.
什么是爱呢?
What is love?
你有了根基，婚姻就好吗？
If you only have the foundation, do you expect good marriage?
很多基督徒都不婚姻，他的
Many Christian family have broken marriages.
因为有很好的基础。
Even though they have good foundations,
双方都是基督徒。
Both of them are Christians.
双方也去教会。
Both of them go to church.
这里的婚姻比别人更好多吗？
But their marriage is not any better.
为什么？
Why is that?
你有了基督以后，不要在上面见到。
你买了房子就会想一想，就花更多时间在房子。
Think about if you're a house owner, how much time you spend on that.
很多买屏幕，买几个，我可以挂在家里，
买床单，去拼拼的，拼拼的。
房屋里要换一换。
上
回到房屋，
好
好修理一下。
Make sure I take the gutters and all the.
在那个花园也不用跑。
Full gardening.
你花很多时间去修理。保养你的东西，
这个话太难了。
你花多少时间来保养？去修理你的
东西。You spend in cleaning your bed.
你知道吗？我问问自己，你花多少时间来修理、保养？
What happens once you get a car?
保养
Yes, it's maintenance. Share the engine doesn't sound right.
看看它这个冷气系够不够
Or you might want to look at your air conditioner refrigerator.
有没有问题
Look at the tire tread.
你发现问题没有？第一次到保养、保养、修理的汽车。
You know how to take care of your car and maintain your car.
你花多少时间？
我们在保养呢，
修理你的婚姻。
How much time do you spend to take care of your marriage?
修理你的家庭
Fix your marriage.
我们不工作，工作，工作，不要家庭的缘故，我们工作。
We think that we have to work hard for our family, for our lives, and we just keep working and working and working.
但是我们不会保养。
We spend a lot of time at work, and we don't spend any time maintaining.
家庭的问题是爱的问题。
The problem that we're facing is the problem of love.
爱是需要养育。
Love needs to be nourished.
你知道我年轻的时候为什么看不下小说？
When I was young, I loved to read fiction, Chinese fiction.
Sure. 很多人的祖龙的梁羽生的金庸的这
种。Well, for some of us, growing up in U.S., we probably loved reading, comic books.
你知道读武侠小说的时候，当有感觉。
A lot of times, as I read through this thing, I often had a reflection.
一般的男主角是天下第一剑。
And in U.S. terms, we think about in this movie, the superhero movie, the guy looks handsome.
武功第一啊，
got superpowers and everything works so well.
有一天，在九龙江湖的时候遇到天下第一美。
And then he finds this girl who is the most beautiful girl in his eyes.
那第一见和第一美，一见钟情就开始谈恋爱了。
The superhero and this female, this girl character, they just fall in love.
那同时双方走中江。
And at the end of the movie, you realize they just live happily ever after.
潇洒逍遥。
They seem to be enjoying life.
无拘无束。
And they seem to be traveling all over the place.
我就向往啊。
And I used to fantasize this kind of life.
有的时候生活中遇到一些磨难。
Sometimes I go through hard times in life and I think it's going to pass.
实在不行。
And then it really doesn't work out.
我们逃到谋反。
I might think maybe we can escape to a different country.
然后在那儿恩爱的去生。
Maybe we can start a family there.
不在一头上笑啊，低头喝口
水。Maybe we'll fantasize this kind of life. We just want to run away to a new place and live there happily ever after.
我是向往过的。
I used to fantasize, I used to dream about this kind of life.
当我看到这个小说的时候，我有个感觉。
But I had a reflection.
一见第一美，从来也不种地，也不去上班。
If you look at all the fairy tale superhero movies, you realize that they get married, they don't have a
relationship. 也不买菜，也不
下厨。They don't have to do grocery, they don't have to cook.
然后我就开始想。
And I think it to myself.
将来有一天呢
there's gonna be one day.
孩子尿布要换。
There's diapers that will need to change.
每天要去上班。
Every time I have to go to work.
上班前老板那个臭脸回来就指着你。
I have to face my boss and get beat up and come back home.
在这个办公室里面遇到同事之间关系太难处。
And I always have problems with my colleagues.
回家了还在跟你叫。
And when I got home, my kids aren't doing me any favor. They're just screaming at me.
大孩子要学游泳。
My oldest kid has to learn how to swim.
第二个孩子学音乐。
My second kid has learned how to
swim. 还会开车。
And someone is learning how to drive.
就我的爸爸妈妈在这儿帮忙。
And I gotta get my parents-in-law to come in and help.
그 필요가 더 하나 많이 좋아.
But I don't have a good relationship with my in-laws.
내가
스스로 이해하는 게 내가. Movies don't really show you how superheroes and the girl go through things like that.
그럼
안 돼. They don't really talk about whether they still have romance or not.
圣经不是电影剧本。
Bible is not a movie
script. 人里头有一种完美的渴望。
We all fantasize about this so-called perfection.
但是那渴望，这种渴望不对，因为那完美在神那。
This desire is the right desire because this is where it leads us to God.
圣经告诉你怎么样面对真实的生活。
Bible tells us how to face reality.
你怎么样去面对生活中这些磨难这些问题？
To face the troubles in life.
给你这个。
It gives you wisdom.
教你怎么说啊？
The Bible gives you wisdom to love.
告诉你什么是爱。
Tells you how to love and what is love.
说你两句爱。
Tells you how to love.
一个爱是什么？
What is love?
如果没有上帝的光照，在座的弟兄姐妹，没有人真懂什么是爱。
If you don't have God in you, if God is not enlightening you, you don't really know what love is.
我想往爱。
We desire love.
但爱本身是什么？
What is the nature of love?
但是因为上帝是爱。
Bible tells us that God is love.
基督来把爱显明出来。
That Christ revealed love to us.
那基督显明爱的第一个方式是什么？
And how does Christ reveal love to us?
就是这样。
He reveals his love to us.
爱是什么？爱是十字架。
Love is the cross.
大家跟我讲，爱是十字架。
爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？爱是什么？ The most important thing about the cross is obedience.
上帝叫耶稣来到这个世界，基督因为是
God sent down His beloved Son Jesus Christ, and Jesus obeyed.
上帝的点，上帝的点，但是上帝在上面，在这儿，在上面。这是比拉多跟耶稣的对话，
知道吗？ This is Pilate talking to Jesus.
那个比拉多跟耶稣说，他审问耶稣的时候，他说：“耶稣啊，你知道吗？我有权，我有权利可以释放你，有权利把你钉死。”
Pilate says to Jesus, "Don't you know that I have power to either free you or crucify you?"
耶稣怎么说？
Look at how Jesus answered.
耶稣说：“如果不从上头指给你的，你不给办法怎么样？”
Jesus said, "You have no power over me if it were not given to you from above."
对，上面是谁？
The God, the Father, has given them authority.
意思就是说，我上十字架不是因为我无，没有能力，不是因为我迫不得已，而因为我顺服。
So Jesus went on the cross not because he has no power, not because he wants to go up there, but because he obeyed God.
下面
look at the next verse.
耶稣就是上帝是同等的。
Jesus is equivalent to God.
他说，但是他不以自己为神同等，被抢夺，抓住不放。
But he does not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
他诚心就
是 He reveals obedience.
什么是爱？
What is love?
爱是顺服。
Love is obedience.
我今天讲这样的事情，没有人喜欢听的。
I don't think any one of you likes to hear what I'm preaching today.
并不是在乎。
Because it's not fashionable.
时代强调是什么？
This generation focuses on
不顺，
not obedience.
是什么？
What does it focus on?
对对。
Focus on competition.
从幼儿园开始
even starting from kindergarten,
我培养我们的孩子竞争。
We teach our kids how to compete.
在公司里要竞争。
In competing at work.
在大学里要竞争。
Compete at college.
在工作单位上要竞争。
Compete at your workplace.
这是一个充满这种权力之争的世界。
This is the world we're living in, is filled with competitions.
可悲的是什么？你把竞争带到家里。
What is so sad is that we bring this competition into our family.
在家里面，夫妻间常常暗暗的较劲。
Brings into our marriage where the husband and wife compete with each other.
哎呀，较量。
They're trying to be on top of each other.
所有冲突是什么？
Where do all the conflicts come from?
冲突是一直不较量。
Conflict comes from people trying to compete.
别吵了。
And listen to me.
我的主意比较好。
I have a better idea than you.
我也有权利。
I have authority.
但是我也有权利。
And the other person might say, I also have authority. And there are rules conflicts.
家庭竞争。
What is the family
doing? Power struggle.
Because of power struggle.
这是这样流行的，是这个东西。
This is what the world tells us.
一方西方控制另一方。
That we should rule over the other person.
另一方西方控制你。
And the other person should rule over.
我想改变你，想改变我。
I'm going to change you, and you're going to try to change me. We don't know what obedience is.
我们习惯了 power struggle.
And we're very, used to this kind of power struggle.
我们习惯了竞争。
We're used to this kind of competition.
我们家族有没有这样的？
We have this kind of problem.
但是你们要知道吗？这种 power struggle， 这种你争我夺。互相较量是什么？是活在一种咒诅的生活当中。
But this kind of power struggle is a curse.
咒诅的生活就是这种生活。
And it's a life that's filled with curse.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后，上帝宣布审判。
When Adam and Eve sinned against God, God had gave judgment.
其中对夏娃讲了一句话。
God said to Eve,
创世纪三章十六节。
And in Genesis chapter 3 verse 16.
他说：“你要淹没你的丈夫，你的丈夫就要瑕疵。”
It says that your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
这个淹没不是说爱慕对方，不是这个意思。
This desire doesn't mean love.
意思就是说，我希望对方的不在我的欲望之下。
This desire is a desire of control, desire that wanting the man to submit to the wife.
我要控制他，他要控制你。
She's going to control him, he's going to control her.
谁的声音最大？
Whoever is the louder one.
就跟谁说了算。
Whoever has got more power, that will be the person.
这种咒诅的生活方式
This is a curse.
常常我们大家能够冲突这一点。
A lot of times, this is where our conflicts come from.
我不懂什么叫顺服。
We don't know what obedience is.
你知道在教会我每次讲到顺服的时候，特别是一部从第五章二十二节，我也觉得痛苦。
It always gives me a headache when I have to preach about obedience, especially preaching from Ephesians chapter 5.
Verse 22.
You know why? Because it says, wife, submit to your husband.
有时讲这句话，姐妹们心中就闷的。
Whenever I say that, I kind of feel that the sisters are kind of looking at me.
我为什么要欺负他？
Why do I have to submit to my husband?
他不如我。
He's not as good as me.
我们也习惯了这种竞争。
We're so used to this competition.
较量。但是我们不习惯
our struggle. We're not used to obedience.
我每次讲顺服的时候，我们弟兄们听起来开心的不得了。
Every time I talk about obedience, my husband is really happy.
今天，这次我看他没有来。
They were like, oh, so bad that my wife's not here.
看来就好了。
If my wife is here, she should listen to the pastor.
有人甚至不来教会说，
sometimes the husband don't even come to church and tells the wife to go.
我只讲到钱记不得。
And the husband doesn't remember anything the pastor said.
这句话记得。
But remember this.
做妻子做不到。
And always goes back home and say, why is your ministry hurt?
然后他说，你看你们圣经是怎么讲啊？
And then the husband goes and tells the wife,
你们圣经是怎么讲啊？
This is what the Bible says. And your pastor said it this morning.
要顺服吗？
And submit.How many husbands have done that? Go home and tell your wife. You don't like to read verse 21. What does it say? It talks about submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
圣徒的家庭，基督徒的家庭生活，爱的根源是上帝。爱的本质不如爱，不是无价。这个思想表现方式是种顺服。顺服是谁？不仅仅是你顺服他，双方要彼此顺服。顺服前提是什么？顺服基督。
Foundation of your marriage is God, and the nature of love is obedience. This obedience is not just between the husband and the wife, but it's between us and God. And it's not just one way where the wife submits to the husband, but it's each person submits to one another.
顺服是什么？放下。
What is obedience? It's laying yourself down.
可以同等被强迫的。
Doesn't consider yourself equal.
放下吗？
Laying yourself down.
请弟兄姐妹跟我说，放下我。
Brothers and sisters, yeah, laying yourself down.
放下我自己。
Laying yourself down.
很多的时候我们就互相较量了。
A lot of times we like to compete rather than laying myself down.
我们总觉得我们这地方更聪明。
We always think that we're a little smarter than the other person.
好像。
你的计划是艰难的。
It seems like my plan is better.
就是双方的感情状态。
It seems like I won the battle, but I damaged the relationship.
应该是双方明白不？爱。
I want you to understand in love there is the.
在今天这个时代不流行，不时髦。
It's not fashionable in this world.
但是你家庭影响不看。
But if you just try this in your family,
你去较量去。
And if you try to compete,
这个世界就叫你去较量。
Like the world tells you,
那你家庭会当。
Then your family becomes a battle.
爱的另外一个问题是什么？爱是甘心不情愿。基督来到这个世界不是勉强的，没有人勉强他，他甘心来到这个世界为你死为我死。
The thing about love is that love comes out natural. Love is by free will, it's not forced. Just like Jesus came down by his own will.
Sorry, 弟兄们，我请弟兄姐妹注意一下。弟兄们，我有次参加班我们分享的时候，弟兄姐妹有很好的讨论。我们就读了，一起读了。
Let's read this from Matthew together.
你们今天有话说，你也哎呀，你呀哎呀，是我告诉你们，要有多人准备。有人当时用眼，我眼睛转过来看嘛。有人逃避了一走进一路，我说你
是我爸吗？
好，我今天不要讲打肿脸用眼睛。
Not gonna talk about slapping left hand in my hand。
基督不是叫我们成为愚昧的人。我活了五十岁，从来没有见过一个人当时肿脸然后给你转过来。
I'm only 50 years old and I've not seen someone getting hit.
不要忽略这个。
Let's not take this out of context。
今天婚姻家庭要明白一件事。
I want you to understand one thing for your marriage today.
你家中有没有一里路的精神？
And I want to talk about the spirit of walking 1 mile and the 2 mile.
你家里有没有两里路的精神？
You have the spirit of walking 2 miles.
什么叫一里路两里路呢？
What is the 1 mile spirit?
在古代的罗马行军打仗的时候，罗马法律有规定。
When Roman Empire was in reign, they had a law.
所有的军队经过你家门口的时候，经过你村庄，经过你城镇的时候，法律规定。你老百姓有责任替军人分行李。
When the soldiers pass through your front door, the law regulates you to say that you have the responsibility to carry your luggage for at least 1 mile.
罗马人很聪明的。
The Romans are very smart.
如果背了五十磅的东西，我遇到敌人我还打仗吗？
If you have to carry 50 pounds of stuff, how can I fight?
老百姓根据法律，你要背着他的行李走一里路。
Do they get a citizen to carry the luggage?
那上面人家走一里路。
They're required to walk a mile, and then they find someone else to go the second mile.
你不走也得走。
Even if you don't want to do it, you still have to do it.
这是法律。
This is law.
这是规定。
This is the regulation.
你不遵守这个法律，有好果子吃。
If you don't obey this law, you'll get punished.
叫一里路，不走一
里路，
没有办法的。
It's forced.
那第二里路呢？
What is the second mile?
你说啊，不要不走一里路。
The second mile spirit God tells us, don't just walk 1 mile.
再走第二里路。
Go the second mile.
第一里路是不可得已的。
First mile you are forced.
第一里路是法律规定的。
It was required by law.
第二里路是什么？
What is the second mile?
甘心情愿。
The second mile is out of your own will.
是我愿意的。
Because you want to.
我愿意替你背。
Because you want to carry the burden.
这叫二里路，这
是 the second mile spirit.
在家庭的生活当中，弟兄姊妹。
Your family.
爱是什么？
Your marriage.
爱是二里路的结
果。What is love? Love is that second mile spirit.
你知道这是生活中怎么运用吗？
How do you apply this in your life?
在你的工作当中。
In your workplace.
我们华人走一里路是没有问题的。
There's no problem for us to go 1 mile.
大家这个工作非常认真。
We can all work very hard.
在公司里老板叫你做的事情一定做得很好。
If the boss gives you something, I'm sure you'll get it done.
但有的时候我们很纳闷。
Sometimes you wonder.
为什么跟做人关系搞那么紧张？
Why is there a tense relationship between people around us?
我跟你工作非常好。
I do my job.
我工作做得非常好，非常事情可以完成的。
I do everything just like the boss tells me.
为什么我跟人家关系好？
Why am I having a tense relationship with my?
你要思考的是二里路的精神。
Well, you really need to learn the second mile.
二里路是什么？
What is second mile?
规定让你去加班，规定。
You did, and I'm not telling you to work overtime.
当你看到你身边。你的同事在忙得不可开交的时候，忙得饭都不能吃的时候，而你已经完成了你的工作，这个时候你替他帮他一把，心甘情愿的帮他一把，不叫二里路。
What I'm telling you is that maybe you look see your coworker too busy for lunch, you're already done with your work, you say, hey, can I help you?
当你这样做的时候，跟人家关系还怎么样？
When you start doing that, when you start offering your service, your relationship is going to end. And Pastor, you might know me and say, Pastor, you don't really know that person, doesn't need my help. But I'm telling you the principle that if you are willing, there will be a chance. Second mile will change people.
在家庭怎么办?
How does that apply to our family?
在家庭里头光有一个油是不行的。
In your family, only having that first mile is not enough.
比方说，下班了。
For example, you get off work.
先生回家了。
And husband comes home.
把包扔在地上。
And throws his briefcase on the floor and then just sits on the sofa.
Hey, 过来杯水。
And yes, he says to the wife, honey, bring me a water.
He
says, bring me a cup of water. And the wife starts to become bitterness.
You know, yeah.
Who are you to order me? You work and I don't work?
You're
the only one that's tired. Well, like, I don't work. What would you do the right to order me around like that?
就是妈妈不上班在家，你累我在家照顾孩子不累吗？
Even if I don't have to work, I have to take care of our kids.
真正的支持我。
What would you do the right to order me around?
再来讲个例子，如果现在不甩他，不理他，问他关于别的，我们家庭直接开始关系不
好。And then the wife might be thinking, well, okay, but if I don't bring a cup of water, we might get into a fight later.
整个晚上没有好。
So the whole night is a very tense situation.What do you do?
I guess.
Let me just bring a glass of water over to
him.
I'm not really willing to bring him a cup of water.
Are you bringing up?
It's kind of required by our relationship. If he really wants it, I guess I'll
do
it. This is the first mile.
A lot of people don't even
have that first mile in their
family.
You don't even have that first mile, how good will your family be? What if I said, you won't water it good yourself? That means you don't even have that first
mile.
Even if you're not willing to bring a cup of water, this is the first mile.
我相信我们在座的没有一个人没走过一里路，都走过了，对不对
？Sure, all of you have walked that first mile.
有的时候心情不愉快
，Sometimes you're feeling a little down.
但我考虑后果，我要做。
But you're thinking about the consequence that might happen, so you do it.
那是聪明的丈夫
，This is a smart husband.
聪明的太太
，or smart wife.
啊，这叫一里路。
那什么是二里路呢 ？This is the second one.
水端过来
，Bring the water over to the husband.
浏览一下以后呢，如果你再愿意加点佐料的话，接着写。二里路的很重要，心甘情愿。
Out of your heart, you're willing to do it. Brothers and sisters, in your marriage, I want to control you.
It's a power struggle.
It's a power struggle.
It's
a life filled with curse. We can't change the other person. We can influence the other
person. 大家可以说，我可以影响对方。
If you don't have order in your house, there's chaos.
这个社会没有秩序，社会就会有纷争。
There's no order in our community, in our society, there's no justice.
家庭要没有秩序，家庭就乱糟糟。
And there is no order, your family is a mess.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪就是爱的失去。
Sin is world out of control.
爱的是乱要要对。
It's a chaotic love.
你把对上帝的爱转到对物质的爱，对。
If you turn the love you have for God into the love, into love for material things, this is sin.
因为你爱物质的时候，
because when you love material things,
你的精神永远不会高于物质。
Your spirit is never higher than the spirit.
但你爱上帝的时候，你的心灵已经归到上帝的里面。
But when you love God, your spirit is with God.
他提高你的境界。
He lifts you up.
爱上帝像什么？
What does loving God look like?
就像你爬到一个山顶。
Looks like you're climbing up to a mountain.
你看得远。
You're seeing far out.
本来这个树看得很大，现在看得很小。
Everything that used to look so big now looks so small.
本来这个问题看得很大，现在在你上看这个问题很小。
All the problems that seem so big now seem very small.
在山脚下还有鸡鸡狗狗，很多事情在缠着你。
All the chaotic things that happen on the hill on the or on the regular life now seem like it's so distant away.
好像这些事情不真的离死我活，好像我不起，闯过。
All the things that you seem like you have to win the battle. When you're in God, things don't seem to matter as much anymore.
就生存大家风归你的秩序，第一个不要忘记了是上帝。
So the word of love first begins with God.
上帝是婚姻的基础，家庭的基础。
God is the foundation of love, the foundation of marriage.
他在家中远远成为家庭秩序的第一位。
He also the priority in your family.
你知道我最近在上个星期我跟一些白人朋友吃饭。
Last week I had a meal with Asian couple.
他们是从这个密歇根过来，等于很多年的朋友。
They came from Michigan, we've been friends for a long time.
他们的儿子跟女儿在一起。
Their son and daughter were there as well.
在谈话的时候，我有问他边上的儿子叫 Benjamin.
While we're talking, I asked the son Benjamin.
我说 Benjamin.你觉得为什么现在年轻人有的年轻人不喜欢去教会
？I asked him, Benjamin, why do you think there are people who don't like to go to church nowadays?
他看着我
，He looked at me,
满脸的痛苦
，looked at me and he was a little bitter and confused. And...
然后他的妈妈就说：“他赶紧，他说你儿子什么问题？”
Mom said, Benjamin doesn't really understand your question.
他因为在我们那个地方没有一个年轻人去教会。
Because he says in Michigan everybody goes to church.
And
I'm like, how does that happen?
然后他给告诉我。
And he tells me something.
啊，星期天
，on Sunday，
全家人去教会去拜。
The whole family goes to church to worship.
早晨就去拜。
In the morning they worship.
晚上再去拜。
In the evening they also go back and worship more.
大概有一天，他从别的地方嫁过去。有一天，他说在家里面星期天下午在家里修理花园。今天说。
And then Sunday afternoon, that the wife is going outside and taking care of the garden, the husband says, he asked her and said, look around, see which one of our neighbors fixes in the garden on Sunday afternoon. He says to her, Sunday is Sabbath.
We
need to worship God.
He said, I hear.
And it's Sabbath. Day of rest. When I heard this, it moved me.
美国的东海岸是非常
难走。In the U.S. on the East Coast, we had to come here very much with chills.
如果我们把神放在第一位，神不是我们婚姻的根基，你怎么面对婚姻的试探
？If you don't put God first in your family, how do you face temptation?
我们现在年轻人刚进入大学以后，周围全是试探婚姻的。
And as you enter college and then you walk around the campus, there are many temptations. How do you deal with them?
如果上帝不是你生命的根基，下面的第一，你想想看，你大学遇到风浪的时候，你靠什么来面对什么
？If God is not first in your life in your marriage, you're going to storm the life. Who do you have to anchor on?
你知道很多的夫妻啊，能在一起可以分享甜蜜，但是不能在一起同床同房。
A lot of husband and wife they can enjoy good times together, but they can't go through the trials.
有的时候，刚刚到美国来毕业的时候，双方平均每单有点成就，有点收入，有点好了，马上可以领结婚。不能面对每三公里的试探。
And sometimes you might come from a poor family and you work hard together and you, but then when you get money, you start being tempted by all the good things in life.
Sometimes 你抱怨我，我抱怨你，这不该给你，不应该给你。
There might be something that takes place in life, and then you start complaining about the other person, and your marriage starts to fall apart.
你上帝不是你下帝是你的第一位，你的家庭生活会有这个问题。
If God is not first priority in your life and your marriage, then there's no foundation.
我在教程我们在做弟兄姐妹，主日太重要。
And I want to just stress the importance of Sunday worship.
主日是上帝亲自设立的，让我们来敬拜神。
Saturday is God.Set apart so that we can come and worship Him.
在主日为什么那么重要？你看看这十诫诫命里最长的一条诫命，是安息日的诫命。
You look at the Ten Commandments. The longest commandment is the commandment of Sabbath.
为什么
？What is that?
因为没有这第四条诫命，前面三条是空的。
If you don't have this commandment, the first three commandments are empty.
没有这第四条诫命，后面这条诫命是没有基础的。
If you don't have a time that's set apart to worship, everything else behind it.Has no foundation.
你承认神是独一的，不礼拜偶像，可你纵然不敬拜神，那神有意义没有意义
？You might recognize God as the only one, the only God, but you don't worship. What meaning is there?
而且在安息日，你知道吗？上帝叫你放下工作来敬拜神，什么意思？当你在安息日的时候，星期天的时候，你开始做很多的事情，他告诉你，这个工作比上帝更重要。
And on Sunday is the day where God gives you rest, and so you can put your work down and come worship God. And if you're still working on Sunday, what that tells God is that work is more important than God. That's idol worship.
如果没有安息日的敬拜，我们一些新出的敬拜不能做多样，做多形式。那些新出的敬拜，也后面那条诫命是空的。我打个比方，特别建议。
And if there's no worship that comes out of your heart, all the commandments behind it are empty. Let me give you an example.The Bible tells us do not commit adultery.
我问你，如果你没有上帝，双方都处于环境里，允许没有性关系。
If there is no God, and both the husband and wife agree to each other, and there's an opportunity, would you commit a fail?
用古圣的道德败坏，看看这个世界，很多人说，哎呀，其实恋爱是有个问题啊，结婚有个问题啊，堕胎有个问题啊，因为这有问题，根本问题在哪？
We recognize that there are problems with divorce, with homosexuality. What is the root of the problem?
Some. Okay.
The root of the problem is that we have pushed God aside. When God is not first in place, how do you teach your kids? There's a story that I might have shared with you before. When I used to be in New Jersey, I met this couple. They spent many, many years in the U.S. and they are very successful. They
have
two daughters who were going to high school. One day the daughter asked the daughter asked, Dad, why do I have to be a good person? It's a very short question. How do you answer? Parents, how do you answer your kids' question? How do you become a good person? Why do you have to become a good person? I get no benefit of being a good person. Why do I want to be a good person? How do your parents answer? You're going to say, it doesn't matter, just be yourself. Are we going to answer like that? Is it good to do drugs? Is it good to lie? So when you're trying to teach your kids to be a good person, what is the foundation? You remember the order of your family.
There's no God.不能面对生活中的失败，你不能面对生活中的苦恼，也没有办法教导你的儿女有一个稳固的道德基础。
If God is not first in your family, you can't weather the storm, you can't go through temptation, you can't teach your kids.
还有，家庭的重要的基
础。There's another important order in the family.
来，听我说来。
Let's read this together.
因此，这第二条诫命，父母必须妻子两个人，二人
一起同来。They will become one flesh.
第二三个字，一个是分离，一个是联合，一个是离。
Three words: leave, unite, become one.
因为今天我讲这样的信息的时候，我先声明一下，
大家听完以后再做一个结论。
Before I preach, I want to just want a word of caution that you listen to my whole message, then you make your conclusion.
家庭有个秩序，上帝是第一位，下面第二位是什么？
If there's an order in the family and God is first, and then what is second? It's not the relationship you have with your parents. It's not the relationship you have with your kids. Well, something second is the relationship between the husband and the wife. You reverse the order, you mess up the order, and your house will be a mess.
我请我们在座的父老们先听，然后再明白。我不是啊，叫你的儿女不孝敬父母，不是这个意思。
Not telling you that the kids shouldn't obey their parents. That's not what I'm saying.
圣经的教导是告诉你，一个孩子结婚以后，他们要离开父母。
But I'm telling you that the Bible teaches that when they get married, when the kids get married, they have to leave their family, to leave their parents.
离开不是不孝敬。
It doesn't mean that they no longer are obedient.But it's allowing them to become independent to be able to rule over their own house. They are now grown up, let them deal with their own problem. Don't try to rule over them. You can help them out.
But you want to be able to do it.
But if you don't let go and let them make the decision, you want them to continue to listen to you, they'll never be able to grow up.
我们年长的父母跟我来到美国以后，你们享受天伦之乐，感谢主。
And I thank God that we have families that can live together.
但是他们常常会吵
架。Let them deal with their own problems.
他们吵架的时候。
And if husband and wife are fighting, I advise parents that don't get into their fight. Let them just go out and take a walk and let them figure it out. You might say it's too late to go out. And I said, then I tell the parents, go and lock up the door and go pray and praise God and lift them up in your prayer. They have their own family. They have to.Carry their own responsibility. They need to learn to grow up and solve the problems in life. There's no need for parents to get involved. And it's very hard for us Chinese to understand that. But for the children, we have to understand the struggle that the parents have to go through. Some of our elder people, they kind of blow in the air. They don't really have a group. They left their house. They don't have their family, they don't have their friends. And they can't really...blend into this American society. And so their kids' home becomes his home. And then, the elders, if they feel like they don't have control over this house, they feel like they're losing something. They want to impart this experience, this lifelong wisdom to their kids. This is good. But you also have to understand that the kids have their own family. The Bible teaches that the man and wife should leave their parents not to say they don't need to obey, but it's to allow them to grow up. And when you give them advice,just one or two words of wisdom.
On
the seminar, we'll have an elder's
meeting.
But for the young couples, we'll have to learn to grow up. We can't just run back to our parents or run back to our family.You hear that a lot in China where the husband and wife get into a fight and the wife just pick up, catch up the luggage and go back home.
他不会学会怎么处理家庭的问题。
And it's like they're still relying on their parents for their emotional needs and they haven't grown up.
经济上永远依靠自己的父母。
Or they're relying on their parents for their financial needs.
情感上永远依靠他们。
Or emotionally, they haven't grown up yet.
结婚了。
They're married, but they're not grown up.
这是方法。
This is not the will of God.
所以在家庭关系当中，夫妻俩关系最重要。
So in a family, the relationship between husband and wife is important.
夫妻之间建立很好的关系。你的父母也跟着很开心。
If you have a good relationship with your husband, your wife, your parents will also be happy.
如果你的儿子跟你儿媳妇，你的女儿和你天天吵架，你说父母的开心吗
？If the husband and wife are always getting into fight, you as parents would you be happy? You wouldn't be happy.
就是上帝设立的秩序是让夫妻之间好好处理他们的关系，有爱，有尊重，让父母看到自己的儿子跟儿媳妇、女儿和女婿一起相爱。你的心中上
主。So God created a marriage where there is peace and harmony between the husband and wife, and if you have a marriage like that, there is joy in the parents.
可以，我们几乎跟我们自己的孩子相处，自己养的小孩子。很多的父母结婚以后啊，夫妻间关系放在一边，一生给儿女。
And a lot of us put our kids.To be more important than our spouses. We kind of live for our kids and then we're not living for our spouse and kind of reverse the order in our marriage. The most important thing that your kids need is not your attention. What they really need first and foremost is that love between husband and wife.That gives them comfort, gives them security, knowing that my parents love each other. Sometimes we elevate our kids into the center of our family. We have to reverse the order. Husband and wife need to spend time together. You can't just devote your time all the time to your kids.
当你的家庭产生问题，夫妻间产生感情问题的时候，或者你冲突的时候，第一个受害者是谁？
But there is a problem between husband and wife. Who is the first victim? It's your kid.
就在座的女性的这些小姐妹啊，小弟兄们，你们想帮助你的父母多点教育，让你的父母多与时间在一起，你的父母能彼此的相爱，你会更幸福，你家庭更幸福，你也更幸福。
I'm encouraging young kids down there, saying, you know, do more work for your parents. Allow them to have more free time by themselves. Then your family will be more happy.
我们在座的一些弟兄姐妹，是有距离的，和真实不一样。
And if you're a Christ follower, you're different than this world.
像我周围的同学，他什么事都不做，父母给他什么都准备好。
You might look at your friends and say, oh, look at them. They don't have to do anything. Their parents prepare everything for them. You're different. Because you're a Christ follower. You know God's will. So help your parents with chores. So they can have a little more time to spend with each other. The more loving they are, the more blessed you will be. The more harmony they have in their marriage.There's more than your heart is. And brothers and sisters, I wish you will understand that the will of God is warning.
So today,
after all this week, we've been talking about this morning, your family is still not centered in Christ, and everything I've said is useless. You can't do it. The only way you can worship is family. Pray together.
让你的家成为一个圣洁的家庭。
That your family becomes a holy family.
是基督为中心的家庭。
Christ-centered family.
基督的家庭应该比非基督家庭要好一点，对不对
？Christian family should be better than other families.
是这样。统一的说，是不是这样？
是。
感谢主。我们应该是这样的。我兄弟的家庭应该是基督为中心的家庭。
Christian family should be a Christ-centered family.
也是光和盐。
Yes, be light and salt.
如果你不是这样，还吵架。
If you're always fighting.
伤害孩子。
Always hurting the kids.
非基督徒来劝你
and you have non-believers coming to counsel you.
非基督徒来帮助 公理，那和解。
Non-believers coming to be the peacemaker.
要做见。
You're making you're a witness.
这荣耀。
But it's not a witness of glory.
我相信我们在座的每个家庭已经非常好，感谢主。
I thank God for loving families in our church.
让我们家庭把神的道来活出来。
I pray that God will help us live His words.
把神的道，神的信息传承给我们的孩子。
Able to instruct our kids the word of God.
当你这样做的时候，你家庭蒙福，你心情也愉快。
And when you do this, your family will be blessed and will have joy.
你里头有喜乐有平安的时候，你工作也更满意。
When you have joy and peace in your family, you can work better.
你工作可以更美。
When you have work, you can work. You have more desire to work.
就今天我请弟兄姐妹思想，爱的根基，然后是爱的什么？爱的根基，爱的本质，然后呢？爱的执行。我主要是灵常常这样就提醒我，我们讲话让我们起来祷告。好主，我们感谢你，让你在万有之前你要设立婚姻和家庭。
大家 ，We praise you, thank you, we have created
marriage. 你在我们的生命中掌权。
God, may you rule in our lives.
在我们家庭中掌权。
May you rule in our family.
让我和我的家起来服侍你。
So that I, my house and I will serve the Lord.
让我们教会来荣耀你。
That the church will glorify you.
让人每个家庭充满你的大爱。
That all the families are filled with your love.
让每个家庭都活出你的见证。
Families will living out your testimony.
让我们的家庭生活是喜乐的。
Our lives are filled with joy.
是荣耀的。Glorious, 是充满见证的。
Filled with your witness.
祝福我们是要做父亲的。
Bless the parent and the husband.
祝福我们是要做母亲的。
Bless the mom.
祝福我们是要做儿女的。
Bless the children.
让我们每个人都晓得敬畏你。
That we know to obey you and worship.
让我们在基督里彼此顺服。
Help us submit to one another.
在这儿特别我们为那些经过婚姻伤痛的单亲妈妈和爸爸们祷告。
Father God, we pray for those who have been through broken marriages.
主啊，你让我们经历那些苦难。
Father God, as we went through those trials,
让如今我们紧紧的抓住你。
Help us now hold on to you.
只有你能医治我们内心的创伤。
Only you can heal us.
只有你能蒸干我们里面的苦水。
Only you can rekindle the spirit.
只有你的生命进到我们这里头，我们才真正的医治。
Only when your spirit enters into our lives.
哇，求你全能的手触动我们基督父亲和母亲的。
Pray that your mind can lift up the husband and wife.
让他们靠着你。也过着荣耀的生活。
They will rely on you to live a glorious life.
我愿你的子民兴起。
Father, I pray that your people will rise.
给你子民的家庭兴旺。
Your family will become abundant.
让耶稣的家庭都成为一幅美好的见证。
And all the families will become a beautiful testimony.
主，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 最后，请大家一起跟我讲，我和我的家一定是奉耶稣的名起来。
Me and my
我和我的家一定是奉耶稣的名。